The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. Why are we living in a pressurized world? Why are you under so much pressure? Why is there so much pressure to make the bottom line look good? Why do companies and businesses try to do more with less employees? Why aren't you contented, and why isn't there contentment in the world? Why is everyone in such a hurry? Why aren't people satisfied? Now, I know I'm asking a lot of questions here, but it's something that you should stop and think about, my friends. We should know the answers to the problems that we have. We should think about the answers and should come up with solutions. We search for contentment. We search for satisfaction. We try to release pressure, but pressure keeps building. Contentment and satisfaction continues to dwindle. Why? Did God intend things to be this way? Is God the one that has caused this whole world to be so discontented and so pressurized? Is it from living God's way that has brought you and this whole world to the condition that we are in today? We see pressure and discontentment on the increase. You are under pressure to produce so much on your job or to even keep your job. If you don't have a job, you're under pressure to find one. Most everyone is under pressure to pay their bills, make ends meet, to pay their taxes, personal and real estate taxes, so they can keep their property. We're under pressure to pay state and federal taxes, plus all the other rules and regulations that cities, states, and federal government puts on us. We're under pressure just living in a wicked society where you live behind bars and locks in your own home and then don't feel safe. You are even under pressure on the highways, hoping an alcoholic or a drug addict doesn't plow into you. What has gone wrong? Where have we gone wrong? Things shouldn't be this way. Things aren't the way they ought to be. Things aren't the way that God intended or the way that God would like to see them. Would you have any idea as to how to fix a pressurized, wicked world or your own personal life? Sad to say, most people don't. We ignore the one and the only cure for our pressurized world, nation, and our own personal life. We want our way. We like our way. We think our way is right. But it is our way, our thoughts, our ideas, the doing what's right in our own eyes, that has created this pressurized society, plus all the problems that has come along with it. But we keep thinking we will solve our problems by continuing to do it our way. And our way has caused the problems. Our way is the way of Get. The way of Get has caused all the pressure that we are coping with, plus all the other problems we have. Notice what James had to say about the way of Get in James chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. James 4, beginning in verse 1. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? Or it would mean, do they not come because you lust and want your way and want to have things and not worried about other people, not concerned about other people? The way of Get is what James is telling us here, trying to get across to us to let us know that is what has caused most of our problems. Verse 2, you lust and do not have. Yes, do you see any of that today? Do you lust after things that you can't afford or other things that you shouldn't have? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. And James is telling us that we don't have because we are wanting our way, because we're selfish and greedy and lustful, because we have gone the way of Cain, as the book of Jude tells us, and the way of Balaam, as the book of Jude tells us. In other words, we have gone the way of Satan, only thinking and concerned about self. It says, you ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. In other words, you don't ask for the right things and you don't ask in the right attitude, as James is telling us here. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. James is telling us that if you want to go along with the way that the world is living its life, which is the way of get, he says that you make yourself an enemy of God, because God's way is the way of give. God's way is the way of love. And that's what God wants us to learn, is his way. Verse 5, or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealousy? In other words, that's the way that we naturally are, unless we turn to God, repent, and receive his Holy Spirit. God says that's the way, that's the mindset, that's the attitude that human nature has put on. And that began in the Garden of Eden. Yes, the way of get began in the Garden of Eden. In Genesis 3, as we'll get to in a few minutes, God had told Adam and Eve not to eat of the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because the fruit of that tree represented a way of experimenting, of doing it your way. It represented turning your back on God and his laws, his way, and his way of life and his word. It represented building a society cut off from God without the guidance of God. Notice what verse 6 of Genesis 3 says. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. In other words, when they saw that that was something that they wanted, they cared less about obeying God, because they were going to get what they wanted. They set the course for the world, and the world is still on that course. Do you understand what verse 6 is really telling us? It is telling us that Adam and Eve rejected the foundation which knowledge and education, marriage, child-rearing, business, government, agricultural methods, schools, and everything should be based on: God's word and God's law. They took on the attitude of doing it their way, and that was the way of get. Experiment with what we think is the best way to live our life, always learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Notice what God had to say here in 2 Timothy 3, beginning in verse 1. That's 2 Timothy 3, beginning in verse 1, describing the days that we're living in, the end time. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come, or stressful times will come, is what it means. We can't deny that, can we, my friends? And if our eyes are open at all, we can't deny the fact that we're living in the end time as well. Going on here in verse 2, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy. Does that ring a bell with you? Notice this again, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money. Yes, that describes our day. Boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Well, it isn't hard to see that that is certainly describing our day. Unthankful, unholy, and disobedient to parents. We don't have any child-rearing problems today, do we? Going on here in verse 3, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of God. Yes, without self-control. Do it if you're big enough. Get it if you can. Traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. That's describing the world that we live in. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Yes, wanting our boats, our motors, our planes, our motor homes, our big automobiles, wanting our vacations, our second homes, whatever it is that will give us a little pleasure. Trying to escape the day that we're living in. Trying to release pressure, actually, is what we try to do. And we don't know how to do that. Going on here in verse 5, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. Yes, a form of godliness. Not being godly, but just a form, outward appearance of godliness. But denying the power of God. Denying the word of God. Denying the fact that God has power over your life to tell you how to live. That's the world we live in. This is describing our nation as well. Is it describing you, my friends? Maybe you should ask yourself that question. Notice verse 7. There's always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. always learning. Well, as it tells us in Daniel, that knowledge would be increased. Men would be running to and fro in the end time, and knowledge increased. Well, we see that, don't we? But never learning the truth, God says, never coming to the knowledge of the truth as to how to live your life, how to release pressure, and how to have a happy marriage, obedient kids, and all the things that we want out of life, we don't know how to get because we have rejected God's word that tells us all of these things. We don't have to listen to God, so we think, His word. We will experiment and find a better way to build our world. Well, what happened is that the standard to base everything on was ignored and has been for these 6,000 years. And look where we are. Look what a world, look what a society that we have. Look at your own life. Look at your family, my friends. That standard is God's word and His laws. And by ignoring that standard, it brought the world to the point that God had to destroy all mankind except the 8 that God saved by the ark. Man hadn't been on earth 1,700 years when God brought the flood on the world. Then after the flood, it wasn't long until man began ignoring God's word again. And Christ said, as it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. How was it in Noah's day, meaning Noah's generation? Notice what God has to say here in the book of Genesis, chapter 6, beginning in verse 5. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Did you understand what God said? Notice that again, my friend. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Is it that way today? Is that what God and Christ see when they look down at this earth and take audit of people? And that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And I ask you again, is that what God sees when he looks at this earth today? Is that what he sees when he looks at you? This is personal, my friends, as well as national and international. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. Notice verse 11 and 12. The earth was also corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. The earth was corrupt, and the earth was filled with violence. This is in Noah's day, in his generation. So God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. And Christ said, as it were, in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. We'll pick this up in our next program. In the meantime, we have a couple of booklets that you might want to read. And they're free of charge, no cost, no obligation. No one will call on you or ask you for any money. We have a couple of booklets that you should read. North America Listen. Number 1, North America Listen. An Evidence of the End Time. All you need to do is call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675. Or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com or log on to our website, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. So you need to read these booklets, my friends, and we'll mail them to you free of charge. North America Listen and Evidence of the End Time. Call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675. If we aren't there to answer, leave us a message and we will get back to you. This is Pete Hornbuckle on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to continue to listen to the Way It Ought to Be program on this station and several others that you may be able to pick up in your area.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill. Meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.